Welcome to Frustration to Freedom. I'm your host, Joshua Bird. Join me on this journey as we move to unlock truths towards freedom, emotionally, mentally, financially, and spiritually, together. What's good with y'all? So, I haven't been posting, or I haven't made an episode in the last couple of weeks. And I'm going to get a little bit into that, why I haven't, you know. I feel that it's really necessary for me to just not to be posting just to post. And I want to post quality over quantity, and I know a lot of times, you know, the more that you do something, the better that you get at it. But I just don't want to be, you know, making an episode just to be making the episode. For me, I'm all about trying to give some form of value. And I'm constantly like, okay, well, if I don't have anything to say, I don't just want to be speaking just to be speaking. That's not who I want to be known as. I tend to be a person that likes to think about what I want to say or why I'm saying whatever I'm saying. And I'm making this one because I want to update y'all on, you know, just saying why I haven't made any podcasts the last couple of weeks, but also saying that just because I haven't been making a podcast doesn't mean I have not been active. And one thing that, well, two things that's really been on my mind these last couple of weeks is asking God to provide wisdom, because I believe that a lack of wisdom means a lack of knowledge, and then the lack of wisdom also means a lack of understanding on direction. And without direction, I feel that I will be stagnant. I feel like I'll be going in circles. And I'm just asking God to just reveal a little bit more of his plans as I continue to walk. And, you know, these last few weeks, I've been learning, like I told you our last episode, I started a live account in trading. The first week, it was definitely a lesson. You know, the group that I'm part of, the guys, Kyan, Ike, Rudri, Anthony. I just think about how I took a few 54s. Y'all know what I'm talking about, y'all guys. A 54 is a loss, really. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I took a loss. I took a lesson, and it's cool because any loss in the market, you can still get that back. So I'm not really tripping off that. It's just more of a, okay, well, I learned what doesn't work. So let's figure out what does work and what's consistent and how I can be more profitable. And these last few weeks, I've just really been, you know, putting my head down and just working, trying to figure things out in the market. And I'm really excited because, you know, I've been asking God for wisdom, asking God for direction and understanding in multiple things, but also specifically in learning how to be a profitable, consistent trader. And God has really, really been revealing himself and opening my eyes on what I can do, how to do it, and just taking advantage of it. And it's still working out some kinks. But it's like, yo, like, within like what 2 weeks, I've come a long way. Just being surrounded by the guys, and our energy within our group, and everyone seeing the vision, everyone seeing this opportunity that we're part of, and seeing the power of honing this skill. It's dope because like this is some life changing stuff we're really about, and like we're young men, we're young black men, and it's just like the power that we actually have, and it's within our hands, yo. It's amazing. So just asking God to help me with this with this skill, understanding the markets, see how the markets move, and you know, it's a little bit more to it, but helping me to see how simple this actually is. Because sometimes when something's so simple, we kind of overthink it. And I just been asking God to just show himself and to help me to keep things simple, and to learn things at the core. Because long term, I want to be able to teach people how to do exactly what I'm learning to do right now. So, yeah, people, I just been like these last couple of weeks, just head down working, you know, trying to stay positive, getting back in the gym, yo, like, sheesh. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Jesus. The gym is open. But getting back to the gym and trying to just work on myself. One thing I'm going to talk about a little bit. There's this guy, pastor named Jerry Flowers, who I'm often watching, and oftentimes I'll post it on my social media. This guy is really encouraging. His sermons, or just like the things that he posts on his social media. And, you know, when he talks about like the character of kingdom men, or just different aspects of being a man of God, it really speaks to me, because I see my shortcomings. I see the things that I need to work on, the things where I've probably just chosen to walk the opposite way and to do my own thing. But then I also see that there's areas where I actually am living life to the fullest. I didn't have to have anyone tell me or someone just to give an example. I know that for a fact, where I'm in alignment with God. I'm in alignment with my own assignment, and I'm just living my life accordingly to his word. And it's just encouraging, yo, when you see another man of God just like speaking life to the characters of a kingdom man, and you know, certain things that he's pointing out, you see it in yourself. And it's very encouraging, because sometimes in this world, it's a lot of negativity on like men ain't this or men ain't that, or if you get down to it, if we want to be real, when sometimes women say niggas ain't this, niggas ain't that. And then just, you know, seeing the positives and, you know, I guess ignoring the negatives, ignoring the voices that don't speak life but only speak death. And taking hold of what is truth, you know, taking hold to what is actually speaking life, speaking to vision, speaking to purpose. And speaking to, raising the standard. So, yeah, this guy, I've just been like, this last couple of weeks, not only have I been asking for wisdom, but I've just been like trying on my own to, and also, you know, talking to some friends and taking more initiative to connect with my mentors, my spiritual mentors, and trying to raise a standard for myself. And I know I'm not perfect, but I am progressive. I say that a lot, I feel like, but it's the truth. I'm not a perfect individual. No one's perfect. Only one man has been perfect. Only one human has been perfect, and that's Jesus Christ. But just through all that, yo, just like understanding that progress in all that I do and walking forward, not being stagnant, and living out the purpose that I have been put on this earth for, and just trying to test the waters in different areas that I feel that can put me in position, or things that I feel God has maybe called me to, or just continuing to find myself. I'm just a young man. I'm just like, I ain't got it all figured out, but sometimes there's some areas where I'm like, okay, I can see that this is possibly speaking, I don't know how to say it. It's just like, it's certain areas or certain things that I see, I'm like, okay, Lord, you have definitely called me to do this, or the certain aspects or certain characteristics that I have that I see like, oh, you're using that over in this area, or you will be using that, or continue to build upon that. So I can execute and continue to raise the standard in every aspect. So yeah, people, this episode is kind of random. It has some points to it, but I think the main things that's really on my heart, that I just want to share is think about the importance of wisdom at the core of everything that we do. I feel the one thing that we should pursue is wisdom on how to move, wisdom on how to operate, as a whole, whether it's just in your everyday life, whether it's in business, whether it's in school, relationships, wherever the case is, asking God for wisdom and then having the obedience to act in alignment of what wisdom is telling you to do, which is often the hardest part, because a lot of times we might know what is right, but you know, a lot of times what's right is hardest, you know, and it's easy to go the route that, you know, lowers the standard or that is at the standard that everyone else is living at. Even when you know that you're called to live at a higher place, you're called to do things differently, to be the anomaly. So yeah, wisdom, and you know, I think also wisdom is not always telling people what you're doing or not, you know, shoot. I think about, people was talking about how, like, if it's not on the gram and it didn't happen, and chalk that, forget that. Sometimes you just gotta put your head down and work, yo, and just be about your own business and mind your business. So, wisdom, minding your business, and Drake's line, one of his songs. He was like, minding my business, building a business, etc. Inspired by a few, but my mind really drives itself like Tesla. Always had a little something extra. I'm a real, real heavy Drake fan, y'all. But for real, like, straight up, some of his lines be speaking mad truth. So, pursuing wisdom, putting your head down and working, and just asking God to give you the strength to be obedient and raising the standard, y'all. Like, we're not going to be perfect, but it gets to a point, and I know I'm seeing this for myself. It's like I'm at a point where it's like either I'm going to continue to choose to live at a low standard, or I'm going to choose to raise the standard and to live at the level I feel that I'm called to, because I'm comfortable at where I'm living at right now, like the level that I'm living at. And the times when I choose to raise the standard, I feel that I'm on the right path. I feel that I'm in alignment. And yeah, y'all, like, you know, everyone's life is different. Everyone's situation is different. So maybe I'm speaking to somebody, maybe I'm not speaking to another person. But for those who feel what I'm talking about, for those who feel what I'm saying, y'all, yo, raise the standard. Don't live at the standard or don't live at the level that's comfortable. You know, break the resistance. And this trading thing is often, we're learning that a lot of times there's levels that the banks will trade at. And I'm not going to go into major detail unless someone like hit me up and wanted to figure out or kind of learn. But there's levels that the banks trade at. And these levels are often levels of support and resistance. And once you break through the resistance, usually there's a big move, or there's going to be a move in that direction for it's basically a confirmation that it's going to be a consistent move in the direction of which price broke through according to the resistance, if I'm explaining that clearly. But understanding that when you break through the resistance of anything in life, yo, like, it's usually a nice payoff. So having the courage to break the resistance, having the courage to raise the standard and to say, you know, just allowing God to use you how he actually wants to use you. And just living in purpose, pursuing purpose, being progressive, And yeah. So people, I hope y'all weeks are going well. Time is flying. I hope that y'all are growing. I hope that you know, that y'all are willing to be used to just be a blessing and a positive influence in this world. Because we all have it in us we all have purpose, and we all have something in us that is a gift that this world needs. So through it all, people, break the resistance, seek wisdom, be obedient, and put your head down and work. Live life to the fullest. Be progressive. Be intentional. Love life, love people, love yourself. And let's grow, let's move forward, and let's have a positive impact on this world. Let's have a positive impact on those we come into contact with. So, peace. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Frustration to Freedom. I hope you enjoyed it and that you found inspiration and value in it. If you did, I would greatly appreciate it if you would comment, subscribe, and most importantly, share it with someone who you think would benefit from listening themselves. Let's spread this information, this energy, and let's all spread positivity. I appreciate you all, and I will talk with you in the next episode. Peace.